this word that God has given.
I talk about general 10, 10, 8, the center for general.
people together according to generational similarities. We talk about Gen Z, born after 1996. We talk about millennials that were born between the years 1977 and 1995. We talk about Gen X, born between the years 1965 and 1976. And then we talk about the baby boomers, that's what I call them, between the years 1946 and 1960. And then we talk about the cyber generation a little bit, those who was born before 1945. And what I was trying to get across to you is that generations are different. Generations are different. Generations have different needs, and generations have different likes and dislikes. And generations are headed in different directions. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
But I introduced to you a new generation that me and the Lord came up with called Gen L. Somebody said Gen L.
Gen L.
Gen L was that generation that is lost. The Bible says, in your, I think you've already read it, but the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse number 10, it says something like this, that, and also all that generation would gather unto their fathers, and their, in other words, what it's saying is, all of the people of Moses' generation had died.
Amen.
So they were gathered to their fathers, and they went where their dead fathers were. They died. Amen. Someplace where we all got to go one day. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But this is the part that I wanted to focus on. And it says, and there arose another generation. Somebody say another generation. There arose another generation, generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. There arose a generation in the wilderness wanderings for 40 years that did not know of the Red Sea being parted by God, did not know about them walking on dry land, did not know or had not heard about how Pharaoh about keeping the follow also and not having somebody. And he went in behind them. Look, somebody said, you can't do anything I do. He went in behind, and the Bible says that those same waters that were proceeded on both sides, all of them came back together. And the Bible said that Pharaoh and his army was surrounded in the sea one day.
That's right.
Nobody had told them about that. This new generation did not know God, nor did they know what God had done for them. I want you to know that that was Generation A. Gen L exists today. They come to church, y'all. Some of them, you see them, you know them. They don't respect anybody.
Amen.
They act like they entitled. Generation L don't like nobody but themselves. Generation L can be found in God's church. But I want to talk to you today, and I want us to focus. This is where you ought to be standing, because when you put the scripture as a family. Somebody else could stand in anybody. You know, we all can read the scripture as a family. We're going to read from the book. Our first will focus from the book of Joshua. We're going to read from the book of Joshua. We're going to read a section of verse 15. Chapter 24. We've been on this for at least 2 Sundays. So we read from this. Last week, our first focus was Genesis 2:10. This week, it was background, but this week is our focus. Joshua 24, verse 15. And I want you to start reading until I open my hand. Your time to read. I want you to zero in on this specific part of scripture. Okay, now, verse 15. And this is Joshua talking. Joshua calls for a meeting in the valley of Sakkar. He gets all of them there together because this is his farewell message. He's 110 years old now. He's about to die. But before he dies, he gives them a parting message. So he says, I'm going to just go real quick to back up to verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord. This is what he's telling them about to lead God. God wants you to fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth and put away the gods which your fathers. Lord have mercy, sir. You know, everything our parents did was right.
Amen.
And you open up your mind this morning and say, if you believe your parents are perfect, I'm not going to be here to preach to you. Everything our parents did won't right because our parents won't perfect.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So he said that serve in sincerity, put away the gods which your father served and on the other side of the flood and in Egypt. See, it was so much that he had to get them out of Egypt. He had to get the Egypt out of them.
Amen.
You know, when you've been a slave for so long, you know, you got that slave mentality. You're out of prison, but you ain't free because you speak for them. Verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you, the Spirit of the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. Okay, this is where y'all read. 1, 2, 3, read. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I want you to pray with me on a simple topic. My topic it is this. An Alpha for the Lord. Please somebody say, are you an Alpha? Talk about our Father will be now standing for a preachable moment. Come in courage, lest you speak. Speak now to your people. We are attentive and listening. Father, let us focus on the now. Forget about the yesterday. Don't even think about what's to come. But help us now to live in the present. Listen to your word, Father. I pray that you hide them behind the cross. Let them hear you, see you, sense you, Father, in this message. Where I fall short, if I fall short, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit that resides in all of us and them, God, that it would deliver this message in its entirety with the power and potency that your word wants. Father, what happens here today, I pray, is that it lasts longer than what happens here today in a good way. We always sense you here. Thank you, God, for showing up now, further manifest your presence in this preached word.
Yes.
For in the name of Jesus that we pray, see with me, amen.
Amen.
And Alpha for the Lord. It's going to make sense after a while. And Alpha for the Lord. Just the light that generation that arose that did not know the Lord, nor the works that he had done. We live amongst that same generational attitude. People don't know the Lord, nor what he has done for them. This is Black History Month. And the reason that these children and other people come and they read you the significant presence of the African-American experience, what they have generated and contributed to society is so we won't forget.
That's right, Pastor.
What they're trying to do is pass it on, because there's no way we can know where we're going unless we know where we came from. We live amongst a generation now that act like they always had it like this.
Amen.
But you didn't always have it like this. There was a time when your pews won't pass. There's a time when your floors won't carpet in our church.
That's right.
There was a time in which we didn't have these pretty stained glass windows.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a time when there wasn't an in-house, but there was an out-house.
Amen. Amen.
where they had video games and the television raised them. For some of us, as long as they're out of our care, and we can do what we want to do, what we want to do. As long as they're quiet and they ain't turned up nothing, they got nobody to get rid of it. They're all right, but I challenge you on that Sunday, stop letting a video game raise your child.
That's right. That's right.
Children get phones and computers too early in life.
That's right.
Thank you.
shout. Every time you ought to be looking for the shout. You ought to make a shout.
Shout.
And if you can't look for it, you ain't never experienced for your own. Some of y'all never found the shout because we ain't never shouted. You can tell the folk that God has blessed. They're the happiest and the excited, the most excited in the church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. to what they do. As a Christian, you have to have that kind of power. You can use it now in church.
Amen.
You can do your job. I think I'm making a and transferring the wrong of faith. When she made me mad, I could say something and make her mad. And you know, you got it, you mad. But the Bible says there are false answers. And our spirit is a way around. When they say something harsh and ugly to you, you say,
Oh!
keep it from coming out the house.
Yeah.
you are. Please stay, sir. And if you want to serve the God where you've just been delivered from, why would you want to go back to what you've been delivered from? But if you want to serve that God, serve that God.
That's right, Pastor.
But the Bible lets us know that if you go back to it, the meaning is going to be seven times stronger. Amen.